Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm honored to be bringing you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled, A Manger? One of my favorite Christmas songs is Joy to the World. It was written in 1719 by the English minister and hymn writer Isaac Watts. The line in the song that always captures my heart is, "Let earth receive her king." Christmas time is often flooded with receiving people, guests from out of town, family and friends for dinner, and it's a lot of work to receive people, isn't it? And with Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror, we know the weight of receiving people. Getting ready for guests is a lot of work because we want things to look presentable. And sometimes we even want things to look perfect. And luckily, we have Pinterest to give us an unrealistic standard to try to live up to. But how do you receive a king? That's the invitation given by Watts. Let earth receive her king. We know how to receive celebrities. We roll out the red carpet. The red carpet goes back thousands of years to Greek mythology, where the gods were welcomed with a red carpet to walk. We make sure they're cared for with the type of pomp and circumstance they deserve. But listen to the way the king was first received. It comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Now, according to the first Christmas story, what do you need to receive the king, to receive Jesus? Well, you need a manger. Now, a manger wasn't a Pottery Barn bassinet. It was a simple wood structure filled with hay that they put animal feed in, probably for sheep. Strange, isn't it? I mean, you'd think that a king would deserve a royal welcome into a temple, a palace, or cathedral. But he didn't. What if Jesus is still drawn to mangers? What if he enters now, the way that he entered then? Do you know why that's great news? Because you have a manger. A manger is a normal, messy life. My guess is you have a normal, messy life, just like I do. A manger is the part of our life we'd like to fast forward through, the part of our life we'd like to rewind and undo. That's what a manger is. And those are the very areas that Jesus wants to enter. He wants to meet us in the mundane and in the mess. That's always been the way of God, and it is still His way today. You have a manger. Will you welcome Him today? He's standing at the door of your heart knocking. I pray that you'll let Him in. In fact, let me pray for you right now. Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, we are so grateful that you are a God willing to enter into the mangers of our life, the mess and the mundane. And so we say back to you today, come, Lord Jesus, come. Meet us, meet with us, lead us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, have a great day, friends, and Merry Christmas.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.